The Silver and Black Show.
First and goal, 6 yard line. McGlone gonna roll right. Throws end zone! Andre Holmes, touchdown! Raiders! Going back, looking right, throwing end zone. Rivera's got it! Touchdown! Raiders!
Touchdown passes to Andre Holmes and Michael Rivera. The Raiders once down 35-10 with about 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Came back to make it 35-31, but ultimately 8 touchdowns allowed and 7 turnovers. You can't win a football game like that. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of your Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And the Raiders had some big moments on offense, Jim, but 7 turnovers, 8 touchdowns. You can't win doing that.
That'll kill you every time. And as I mentioned last week, prior to the game, that, you know, turnovers against a team like Kansas City is going to kill, and that's what they thrive on, getting interceptions, getting fumbles, turning them into scores. They've scored a lot of defensive touchdowns this year.
If you look at the stat sheet, Jim, you would think the Raiders won the football game. They had 461 yards of total offense to Kansas City's 384. They possessed the ball for 34 minutes to Kansas City's 26, but Kansas City, Jamaal Charles with a huge day, just exploded for 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, they didn't have to have the ball very long. There were a lot of long scores by Kansas City, a lot of short field positions as well. By getting turnovers, makes the field a lot shorter. You don't have to accumulate as many yards, but you still get a lot of touchdowns that way.
And there's no question the great and underrated Jamaal Charles will lead off our Raider headlines for Week 16. Very simply, Charles is in charge. And we're not talking about Charles Barkley. We're talking about the antithesis, the very underrated, soft-spoken, but big-time player Jamaal Charles. Jim, 5 touchdowns, 1 as a running back off the left side for a plunge, but he caught 4 touchdown passes in the game. He had the third most productive receiving day by a running back in the NFL since the 1970 merger.
It was very impressive, and he can run with that ball once he gets it in the open field. He's hard to bring down. He's got a lot of speed. Those screens that they threw against the Raiders last week were run to perfection. They got everybody coming up the field, everybody running routes away from the screen. They threw it to Charles, and he made the best of it.
Yeah, Jimmy had 215 yards from scrimmage. Almost all of them came, though, through the air. He only had 20 yards rushing on 8 carries. He was not the most productive running back as far as running the ball last Sunday. That honor goes to Rashad Jennings, and that'll be our second headline this week. Rashad Jennings making his case, Jim. 23 carries, 91 yards, 2 more touchdowns. We know that Darren McFadden is going to be a free agent in the offseason. Rashad has blocked a couple of punts this year. This guy looks like a player.
He certainly made a statement on behalf of the Raiders this year. The way he's played, the way he's run with the football, big plays, the 80-yarder against the Houston Texans. The guy can play, and you know, he's getting the most opportunity. When he's out there, he's doing a lot of things, both on special teams and in the running game. He blocks well in pass protection. He does a lot of good things for the Raiders.
In his past 6 games, he has scored 6 touchdowns, and he's averaging about 90 yards a game on the ground. Darren McFadden will return Sunday for the game in San Diego. It'll be interesting to see how Dennis Allen uses Darren McFadden and Rashad Jennings on Sunday. And the Raiders can play the role of spoiler. That'll be our third headline this week, Jim. Spoiler in San Diego. The Chargers with back-to-back victories. A very impressive win 10 days ago in Denver. They're now 7-7. It's possible they could be eliminated before kickoff on Sunday, but right now they are alive and well, and if they make it, that means 3 teams from the AFC West goes to the postseason.
And that would be very impressive, 3 teams from the AFC West. But, you know, obviously the Chargers have a lot riding on this game, and so do the Raiders. The Raiders have, you know, got to make a stand somewhere along the line. You know, they've stumbled in the last few weeks and not playing very well, especially defensively, which was the strength of this team at the beginning of the season. Now, offensively has come along, at least moving the ball, scoring points, but the turnovers have been a big problem for them. But they can go in there in San Diego and play them like they did the first time, then come away a winner.
Yeah, Raiders have 2 games left this year, a chance to make a statement in San Diego, the final home game, the final regular season game against Denver, a chance to make a statement to their teammates, for this coaching staff to make a statement to the Raider Nation. This week on the Silver and Black Show, we will talk to the matchup nightmare and the leader of this football team, Raider fullback Marcel Reese. Head coach Dennis Allen makes his weekly appearance, and Jim and I break down the Pro Bowl season Philip Rivers is having in San Diego. All this and more on Week 16 of the Silver and Black Show.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.